Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We've come to a place in our study of the book of James where we are dealing with the paradox of inequality in wealth. Something that we know is true, we observe it in this world, but sometimes we really don't understand why it should be so, and is this really what God has ordained? And James is dealing with that here in James chapter 1 and trying to help people who are struggling with poverty to understand where they are in the plan of God, and also trying to help those who are wealthy to understand their position in the plan of God. And so we read in James 1:9, "Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation." And then he goes on to say some other things that help explain these statements that otherwise seem to be rather paradoxical. And so as we come to the last daily broadcast of the year for the Beacon Broadcast, in fact, it's the last broadcast period for the year because tomorrow is Saturday, and except maybe in a foreign country or two, there are no broadcasts that I know of going on Saturday. This will be the last one. Thank you for listening. Thank you, those of you who've been listening on a regular basis throughout the year, and many, many thanks to those of you who have helped us financially to maintain this broadcast on this station. And I just want to say what a joy it is to be able to teach the Word of God, and what a joy it is to see God supplying for His work. So, back to a couple of paradoxes, the first one being the paradox of unequal distribution, which we have dealt with on the previous two broadcasts, and have just basically come to this conclusion: the reason that material goods are not equally distributed in this world is because that's the way God wants it. God has willed it so. That's the truth. That's the bottom line. Whatever secondary reasons there are, and there are a lot of secondary ones, but the bottom line is this: some people are rich because God wants them to be rich. Some people are poor because God wants them to be poor. But we also have to deal with the paradox of contrasting statements, these puzzling statements in verses 9 and 10. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation. These are puzzling statements. They are paradoxical statements. A paradox is a statement that seems to be contradictory, but upon closer examination proves to be true. And this statement certainly seems to be contradictory. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation. If he's lowly, then he's not exalted. So how can the lowly brother glory in his exaltation? And the rich, let him glory in his humiliation. Well, if he's rich, in what way does he experience humiliation? It seems like the lowly should learn to glory in their lowliness, and the rich should learn to glory in their exaltation, but no, James puts it the other way around. What he seems to be saying is, the poor are really rich, and the rich are really poor. That's what he seems to be saying. And he's calling upon the poor to recognize their exaltation. They don't see themselves that way and will not see themselves that way unless they see themselves through the lens of divine viewpoint. And he calls upon the rich to humble themselves, and that doesn't seem very likely either, because most rich people don't see themselves as humble and as needing to be humbled and seeing any reason to be humbled. The only way a rich person would think of himself as being humbled is if God took away his riches and put him back in poverty. Now, that would be humiliation. But for the person who is presently experiencing riches to glory in his present humiliation, that doesn't make sense at first examination. That's why it is a paradox. And furthermore, all of this flows from the context. We see a connective particle in verse 10, the but it really connects all the way back. James has been talking about trials, and poverty is a trial. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Well, poverty would be one of those trials. But what James is telling us is that wealth can also be one of those trials too. James has also taught us previously in verse 5 to pray for wisdom in the face of trials. And that would mean to pray for wisdom in how to face the trial of poverty, but also for wisdom in how to face the trial of wealth. Though first we'll have to have an understanding that wealth is a trial, but if you have wisdom, you'll understand that. And furthermore, in the context, he's talked about double-mindedness and how that double-mindedness and that lack of real faith is an impediment to our relationship with God. And now he's going to show us how that both wealth and poverty can lead to double-mindedness. So if you back it up and take the whole context, beginning in verse 2, and everything that he said up to verses 9 and 10, you can realize that this fits into the context of what he's been saying. It goes right into the flow. But now with that in mind, let's zero in upon what James is saying to the poor in verse 9. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation. The lowly brother. The brother of humble circumstances. The brother of low economic status. Low social status because he is of low economic status. That's why he's called the lowly brother, because that's the way this world works. Again, we might say it shouldn't work that way, and it shouldn't, and James is going to say some things in this chapter about how Christians should not treat people differently based upon their economic status. Christians sometimes do. In fact, I think we'd have to say Christians often do, because we are sinners too, and we often mirror the attitudes of the world around us and mirror the sinful thoughts that we have from our Adamic fallenness when those thoughts have not been properly retrained by the Word of God and have not yet been rooted out by the work of the Spirit and sanctification. But in this world, it is true that those who are poor are considered lowly, and those who are rich are considered to be of high station in life. And so when James is addressing the lowly brother, let the lowly brother do something, he's talking about the one who is lowly as far as this world is concerned. Because he's poor financially, then he's considered low in social status. And that is just the way it is. He's a lowly brother because to the world he's not very important. He is discriminated against by the world because of his poverty. There's all different kinds of discrimination in this world. The kind that we're most reminded of in our world today is racial discrimination, but a lot of that actually turns out to be economic discrimination, too. You find someone who is, say, a black American who does very well in life, becomes wealthy, owns a business, lives in a nice neighborhood, drives nice cars, wears nice clothes, understands social mores and fits into his neighborhood and his community well, he will usually be very well thought of. He doesn't suffer nearly the level of discrimination as the black American who is living in a poor, rundown neighborhood and is wearing dirty, ragged clothes and doesn't have a decent haircut, and you know what I'm talking about. A lot of that discrimination that is undoubtedly racial in part is often economic in equal part and sometimes even greater part. When you are poor, you are looked down upon by the world in general. And when you are rich, you are looked up to by the world in general, though oftentimes there's a great deal of resentment. A lot of it, the looking up is rather two-faced. You tend to in this world, you tend to honor and exalt and defer to the rich man in his presence, to his face, and a lot of times stab him in the back when he's not looking because, again, of sinfulness. That's the way it often is. But still, poverty brings low social status. Wealth brings high social status, and James is addressing the brother who is of lowly degree. A lowly brother, primarily a Jewish Christian, persecuted and scattered from Jerusalem, and that in itself oftentimes produced poverty. Many of these Christians, members of James' church in Jerusalem, had been scattered because of persecution, had been probably, most of them, much more comfortable in their economic circumstances before the persecution set in. And so here are people who are persecuted by their own community. It's not racial persecution because it's Jews persecuting Jews. But it's Jews who have persecuted Jews who have embraced Jesus Christ. And because of that persecution, which has scattered them from Jerusalem, they have gone down several notches in economic status from what they enjoyed in their previous life. And they paid a real price to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And some aren't willing to pay that price. Some will become followers of Jesus Christ until they find out that that's going to cost them economically. That's going to cost them socially. If I can be a follower of Jesus Christ and that is to my advantage, financially and socially, well and good. And some people find it to their advantage, but they're not real Christians. They're hypocrites. They're just church members and professing Christians because they think that's a good thing to do financially and economically and socially in the community. They're not true Christians at all. But a Christian who's willing to suffer economic and social demotion because of his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, now that's a genuine Christian. And that's the kind of Christian that James is addressing when he says in James 1:9, "Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation." And we'll learn a little bit more about that, Lord willing, on Monday. I trust you'll join me then. Until then, this is Greg Barkman, Bible teacher on the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201, saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.